In Oakland, there are certain neighborhoods where crime happens literally before your very eyes. If you drive down San Pablo Boulevard or International Boulevard, you'll often see young women or girls standing on corners, scantily clad, and leaning into cars. Street prostitution is a visible and major problem in Oakland, but arrest rates have dropped by 37% in the past 2 years. It's unclear why that's the case, but residents aren't waiting for law enforcement to pick up the slack. Instead, residents of the San Antonio neighborhood, which includes some of the main trafficking corridors, have launched what's called the Dear John campaign. It's meant to take on the street-level sex trafficking that happens right outside their front doors. Reporter Laura Flynn went to a recent community meeting to learn more about this strategy.
Dear John, a vehicle registered under your name, license number S, has been observed in the area of 1800 block of International Boulevard in Oakland on January 14th. We want to make you aware that this area has had an increase in drug dealings, vehicle theft, robberies, and prostitution.
This is a Dear John letter. To get one, you have to take your car to Oakland's San Antonio neighborhood and linger. You have to arouse suspicion that you're propositioning women for sex.
Prostitution is not a victimless crime and is associated with kidnapping, human trafficking, and the sexual exploitation of children.
One of the things that we came up with through our research was this idea to reduce the demand for prostitution by sort of going after the customers.
Andy Nelson is a deputy director of the East Bay Asian Youth Center, or EBACI. They're working with the Oakland Police Department to send these letters to the men who are doing that suspicious lingering, the Johns. On a weekday night, about 6 months after the campaign's launch, Police Captain Johnny Davis stands in front of a crowd of about 50 people, holding a green form.
This is the Dear John report form. This is the form that we use to make a report when we see men trying to buy sex on the corner.
Residents are supposed to write down the vehicle make and model, license plate number, and any other detail they can catch.
And after you fill it out, you mail it to me at the police department. And me or a member of my staff will check the license plate number to make sure it's right, and we get the address.
Since the program launched last July, Davis says he sent out 18 letters. There were 12 more he couldn't send because the reports were illegible. If you count those, that averages out to about a letter a week.
Some of those letters went to businesses like an extermination company. One letter belonged to a garbage truck that originated in West Oakland. One belonged to an electrical company.
Captain Davis says that in the majority of the reports, the vehicles weren't local.
Some of the cities where these cars come from, or these men come from, are San Leandro, Brentwood, San Carlos, San Francisco.
Davis says the goal of the program is to let Johns know that their actions have consequences and that people are watching, even though the letters are anonymous.
They mail the letter to us, and we mail it out under the City of Oakland's letterhead. So the perpetrator, or the John, if you will, has no idea who saw them or why this letter's coming to them until they read it.
Usually, though, that's the end of police involvement. Unless they catch a John in the act, there's nothing else they can do.
I love it. We send in the letter to the register owners and hoping that the other half opens it and finds out what their loved ones is doing.
Juan Borquez lives in the neighborhood and manages an apartment building there. As a property manager, he says he's received a flood of complaints from people who live in the building.
Prostitution, especially in front of my apartment, right in front of my windows, disturbing the peace, being loud, obnoxious, and that happened for almost 3 months in a row.
The San Antonio neighborhood is absolutely known in the city as a hot spot, specifically certain areas of International Boulevard. That's really kind of the main track, as it's called, in Oakland. It's known specifically for minors.
Tashina Manioc is a program coordinator at MISSI, an organization working with commercially sexually exploited children. She says a big part of Oakland's prostitution problem relates to young women. In 2009, Los Angeles arrested 69 minors for prostitution, Oakland, which is 12 times smaller, made 75 arrests.
We're really looking at just this massive, like, epidemic of kids that are, again, you know, anywhere from the age to like 11 to probably up to like 16, 17 years old.
Andy Nelson from UBASE says it's too soon to tell if the Dear John program is helping to combat that epidemic, but he's hopeful.
If the Johns feel less comfortable in engaging in the activities that they're engaging in, they're, you know, you can actually make an impact that way.
The Johns are taking note. On myredbook.com, a website for people looking for commercial sex, a user recently posted an alert about the program and spurred a long discussion. One person wrote,
"When it's in a residential neighborhood and cars keep driving back and forth around the block, it really sucks for the people that live there. Once a spot gets hot, the cars just don't stop."
That person wrote that he was sure his own license plate had been noted. Others discussed ways to subvert the program.
"It is a very good idea for those of us who cruise to change our registration address to a personal P.O. box or our office's address. I did, and now breathe very comfortably knowing that they can send what the hell they want and it is not coming to my house."
It's hard to confront Johns anonymously, whether on the street or online. But there is one program that talks with them face to face. The SAGE Project in San Francisco runs what's called the John School. Every other month, about 30 Johns meet to learn about how their actions can affect a community. Executive Director Ellen Bell says the goal is to educate the men about the negative consequences of soliciting sex.
Essentially, what we try to do is give awareness, give a kernel of awareness, or plant a seed so that people can begin to examine their own behavior and look at the effects of their behavior upon others and maybe, just maybe, question their choices in the future.
Project SAGE has been effective at reducing John's recidivism, but the program is for first-time offenders. In other words, people who have gotten caught. It doesn't reach men who've never been arrested. That's a very different approach than the law takes to young women on the street. Again, Missy's Tashina Manyuk.
It's very difficult to arrest Johns because you literally need to catch them in the act. Yet you don't have to catch the girls in the act.
This is what's frustrating for police and community members. Everyone knows the problem is there, but there's only so much they can legally do. Back at the community meeting, residents want to know what their other options are.
What happens after the letter is sent?
Andy Nelson says sending letters is just one tactic among many.
We worked with the city attorney to get a couple of motels closed down that were real problems on this. We've done things like visibility campaigns. We've had moms from the neighborhood on billboards, you know, warning Johns away from the area. We've worked to get a lot of security cameras up in this neighborhood. We've had a lot of neighborhood walks and marches to draw visibility to the program. We've had the police conducting sweeps. We've been working with the school district for them to educate their staff about what to do to prevent and intervene with girls who are at risk for getting caught up in this. So we've done a whole host of things to address this problem, and we know it's going to take that. It's going to take a lot of everybody working at it from different angles.
More than 40 cities across the U.S. send Dear John letters. Some cities go further, trying tactics like publishing John's names and photos in local newspapers. As for Oakland, community members are eager to get more eyes on the street and more letters in the mail. In Oakland, this is Laura Flynn for Cross Currents.